This is the Anderson Files on PodClip. The Anderson Files is a look at commerce, investment, economics, and retirement issues that affect each and every one of you. Your host is Mike Anderson, Executive Vice President, Retirement Services, and partner of Finestone Partners. Finestone Partners is an independent firm with securities offered through Four Point Capital. And now your host, Mike Anderson.
You're listening to the Anderson Files on PodClip, and I'm your host, Mike Anderson. And today, joining me will be co-host Mark Allen, and we're going to be having a conversation on the CARES Act. And this was one of three major pieces of legislation that was passed by Congress and signed by the president. To help with the COVID-19 crisis from a financial end here in the United States. And Mark, thank you for joining me this morning to
thank you for asking
this very timely topic.
Absolutely. As the CARES Act was for people as well as small business, am I correct in that? Or business in general?
Both. So CARES Act covers primarily relief, financial relief of various types for companies, but also features of it for individuals as well. So primarily as far as aid to companies, primarily focused on small companies for short-term loans, which will eventually be forgiven, and payroll protection, where firms can apply to replace their payroll for 2-3 months. And for larger companies, we're looking at major bailouts for industries that are particularly vulnerable, especially on the services and retail side, airlines, retail and service companies that are really, really the front line, feeling the brunt of the economy moving into the safer at home mode quarantine during this period. For individuals, there are a number of things that touch on retirement accounts and so on. But
and we'll get into that. We'll get into that. I'm curious. Let's see. So the CARES Act is one. If you've made less than a certain amount per year, you're going to get a check from the feds. I think it was $1,200 or less, depending on how much money you've made. That's one. Also, if you have an IRA or other, you know, a Roth IRA, that you would be able to withdraw from that so that you could make your monthly expenses without any penalties. Is that for the individual?
Yeah, so there's the first item that you referenced was basically the maximum of $1,200 going to, you know, each American.
And that's per person.
Per person. For an individual who earns $75,000 or less on an adjusted gross income basis, an AGI basis, this is basically the money that you're actually taxed on, not your gross pay, but what you actually pay taxes on.
So if you make $100,000, you have deductions, and it comes to be $75,000.
Then you'll get the full $1,200.
Got it.
For those that are at $99,000 adjusted gross income as an individual, that's where the $1,200 will stop. They anything above that, they won't receive it. For couples that file jointly, it's $150,000 adjusted gross income. So individuals, folks are starting to receive them through colleagues, friends, clients. The first individuals that I came in contact with that received it was as early as last Friday. So, and then continuing through this week. So those that where the IRS has your bank routing information on file, maybe due to a prior refund that you receive.
Or payment.
Or payment for Social Security benefits. That is the first tier of individuals that will receive checks.
Or deposits.
For direct deposit. And then those that where checks have been mailed, that will be the second tier. Question of whether these dollars are going to be taxable. And the answer is no, they won't be taxable because it's actually a refund of prior federal taxes that you've paid in previous years. So it's not you get $1,200 and then it creates a taxable event for you. So you don't need to worry about that.
I was actually wondering about that because I know friends who have been on Medicare for years. You know, they say they're 72 years old and they're automatically getting their Medicare that they've or their Social Security, I mean, checks. It's in the last couple of years, it's become taxable where
right
before a couple of years ago it was not. I still don't think it should be taxable, but that's another story.
Yeah,
but it's good.
That's another show.
That's another show. I guess the $1,200 that we each get, or less amount, it's good to know that it is not taxable, and that we can use that to buy groceries and pay our bills.
Yeah, and also for a number of retirement account rules have been relaxed, and this is for the individual, and that includes for 401k plans, profit sharing plans, defined benefit plans, 403b plans, plans that are sponsored, retirement plans sponsored by companies. For companies that adopt these CARE Act provisions into their plan, individuals who are affected by COVID, not necessarily COVID-19, not necessarily contracting it or battling it, but if they're affected financially, themselves, their spouse, people in their family have been laid off, they're being financially impacted by it, they can elect to have distributed, while they're still employed with the company, up to $100,000 without penalty, and they have up to 3 years to pay the taxes on that distribution. And they also will be given the opportunity, if within 3 years they want to put the dollars back into the retirement account, they can do so. And in that case, it really becomes a no tax, a non-taxable distribution. So you could basically borrow the money for up to 3 years without penalty, put the dollars back, and you won't be taxed. So as I said, some of these rules are quite relaxed because of we're at over 20 million filed unemployed up through today. And so the numbers are...
Yeah. Another 6 million filed today, I think.
Right, exactly. Adding to the total. So, you know, the administration, Congress, they realize the impact of this, especially hitting small business, which is the majority of what creates the employment in the United States. Another piece is for loans in qualified retirement plans. You can borrow up to 100% $100,000 and or 100% of your balance, and you can waive the payments and the interest for a year. People that have existing loans in company retirement plans, they too, even if you have an existing loan, you can waive payment for a year if you wish. The these provisions need to be adopted by the company. There's really no downside. There might be a little cost to amend a plan to include these rules, but other than that, there's no downside. This is literally just helping the employees that are stuck financially.
And, you know, we, you know, COVID-19 really took us, some of us by surprise and others not by surprise. Some people have said it was coming, even naming it a number of years ago. But the, I guess the real tragedy of COVID-19 is the loss of life, certainly. You know, I don't know anybody. I actually know one person who's had it. I've not had the opportunity to talk with him. I will try to do that in the next few weeks. His wife also has it, and she's not doing as well as he was. So it's really affecting people from the ground level up, and it's changing our lives. I mean, somebody told me the other day that, you know, we're not going to be handshaking anytime soon. We're not going to be hugging like we were, you know, for the foreseeable future.
And as we come out of this, I can anticipate that we won't spring back immediately. People, you know, many will probably still be, you know, cautious about being in public spaces, at restaurants, arenas, even though it's probably going to be safe. And, you know, anything can happen, of course, but kind of tiptoeing back into what we would normally do, I can see it being done in steps. You know, for just a couple other things regarding the legislation, you know, companies that have historically been kind of recession-proof, that, you know, their business basically is intact, whether these are manufacturers, service companies, law firms, medical practices, you know, some of them are fairly recession-proof. And I'm seeing for the first time in my career, you know, 35 plus years in investment management, there are firms, first time they've ever had to furlough or lay off any employee in their history.
Wow.
And this is, you know, and so.
What about, I'm going to ask a personal question. What about in your company? Have you furloughed? People are working from home, I know.
Yeah, you know, we haven't, fortunately, and part of it is, you know, we don't manage any risk capital. We manage long-term capital, and that in volatile times like this, that really helps. Just as being a firm in the financial services industry, that really helps ride things out. And fortunately,
the money is still coming in, is what
money's still coming in. And and we have a very solid client base who are fairly conservative, and fortunately they have bypassed most of the volatility of the market, not completely, but a good portion of it. So we just happen to be in a space of investment management where those variables are in place that help us. So but, you know, we have companies who have first time they've ever experienced this, and I'll give you an example. Let's say they need to fund a defined benefit plan with $500,000 a year. And they're like, Mike, I don't think we can do this. Well, there is relief. Companies, as part of CARES, they can waive funding their defined benefit plans for this year. So,
but how does that affect their employees? And I know you need to talk about what we are right now.
Yeah, so that from an employee standpoint, everybody in the firm will be out that amount of defined benefit contribution to their accounts for the year. So do you not fund the defined benefit plan, or do you want to lose your job? You know, and the choice is, I want to keep my job, you know?
Got it.
So.
Got it. This is the Anderson Files. I'm Mark Allen, and our host is Mike Anderson. And we are talking about the CARES Act and how it affects not only companies, but individuals. Mike, the long-term and short-term, how will the CARES Act, one, help us now?
Sure.
And how, two, will we pay for it in the future?
Yeah, so, you know, it's CARES Act is a $2 trillion-plus piece of legislation. It's, in and of itself, it's unprecedented. There's nothing even close to it that has occurred previously in any previous era of modern times in the United States. Keep in mind, most of the provisions in it are emergency oriented to basically keep people employed, or at least furloughed, to keep the basic operation of small companies and larger companies afloat. And there's a window on this. So basically the provisions are going to sunset at the end of this calendar year. So, you know, the relaxing the retirement plan distribution rules, funding rules, those together with loan provisions, the paycheck protection program, these are going to sunset at the end of the calendar year. So we have to keep in mind, as of now, it's a patch to keep us rolling until we're back up and running. Now, as we know, there's probably going to be a fourth phase of the of stimulus and legislation from Congress. It may include reducing payroll taxes. It most certainly is going to include more dollars to be loaned to small business, because as of today, what was set aside for small business,
gone.
Yeah, you probably saw it on the news wire this morning. It's already gone.
$349 billion.
Yeah, exactly. So, keeping in mind that more is to come, and ultimately, as of now, these features are designed to sunset at the end of the calendar year. And if they have to go beyond that, then, you know, the laws will be amended to take us into 2021. So,
and 2020 was supposed to be such a good year, wasn't it? Look, every had all the year marks.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, in first week of February, second week of February of this year, markets were at an all-time high. Growth was strong, earnings strong, inflation in check, interest rates low. That's a Cinderella economy right there, and everything was rolling. If there's any possible little positive piece of this, you know, we went into this problem with COVID-19 with a strong economy. If we went into it and we were already in a recession, it would be you know, a multiple of the problem that it's that it already is.
It would be devastating.
It would be we'd be talking about a more devastating scenario, right. As difficult as it is already.
Right. We just have a minute left, and maybe we could bring in our producer Daryl to answer this question too, if you don't mind.
Phone a friend.
Yes. And the question is to both of you, how are you doing with the quarantine? I think people like to know how others are doing. And even though, you know, Mike is a financial consultant, Daryl and I sit in front of microphones all day and talk, but it's everybody is different. Mike, how are you doing? And we'll ask Daryl.
Yeah, our office on Wilshire and Doheny is, the office is open, the building's open. We go in 2 days a week to pick up mail, documents, deposit client checks, and so on. But we transitioned to our home offices 3 weeks ago, and I basically can do about 95% of anything I would normally do out of my home office, which is what
it's
you're looking
beautiful.
At right
I'm
here.
I'm looking at it now. We're watching each other. Are you going stir crazy at all? Last question.
Yeah, so getting to that part of it, the upside is I can have lunch at home with my wife, which is nice, which I, during the week, I rarely am ever able to do that. I have no commute. We're utilizing technology like there's no tomorrow. Zoom, Slack, conference call, we're using it, and it's working. I do have to say personally though, I'm feeling that deficit of interacting with individuals because I'm, you know, my professional life is very, very public.
Very social.
My private life is very, very private. So I miss that side of it. I got to tell you, I miss being with my colleagues and friends and clients. And it's one of the very enjoyable parts, and not being able to see my elderly parents is very tough since we're quite close to them.
Got it. And Daryl, I haven't seen Daryl in over 5 weeks with the social distancing. How are you handling it, Daryl?
Well, as you had pointed out, most of the stuff that I do is either here at the house in my home studio, and a lot of my clients obviously come here. What we've done is we've sort of expanded our technical bridge. I think that the technology and the sound that we are personally getting out of, you know, Zoom and mixing consoles and microphones is better than what I saw over the weekend on Saturday Night Live, where they attempted to have all the players from their homes, or whether they're even doing on the local news at this point, because a lot of it's sounding pretty schlocky. I mean, for a network to, you know, have inferior video and audio, I have no idea how they, you know, live with themselves day to day and collect the money.
And collect the money. I have to tell you that I keep seeing doors behind, you know, some of the anchors. I want their wives or kids to come out. I want to meet them.
Taping a mortgage show this week, the host's cat kept going in between he and the camera. So we got a lot of cruising cat videos on a mortgage show.
Cool. Mike, thank you very much for having me. I didn't mean to take over there, but I had to ask.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark. Thanks, Gerald. This is Mike Anderson with the Anderson Files on PodClip.
You've been listening to the Anderson Files with Mike Anderson. Visit us at podclip.io and check on the financial box for more information on the Anderson Files.